Well, praise the Lord. We get to look at God's Word again. We've been looking in the book of Hosea, and just to see how the Lord feels about the wayward tribe of Israel. And like I mentioned in the beginning, in the book of Hosea, it starts off by Hosea's wife was an adulteress, and she fell into adultery, and it grieved Hosea that his wife would do such a thing. I mean, can you imagine those of you that are married, if your spouse would come to you and say, I love you, but then they would turn around and do these wicked things, and then they would come home from their doing their wicked acts, and they would look at you again and say, I love you. And, you know, that's what was happening back in the days that the tribe of Benjamin Ephraim was falling into sin. They would continue to do some of their rituals, their sacrifices, but in their heart, they had no interest in the Lord. In fact, they were marrying strange tribes, and as we go through, touch a little bit on chapter 7, it says, strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth it not. You know, it gives the picture that they don't realize they don't have the strength anymore. It's like someone going out to battle, and all of a sudden they realize, I don't have the strength. You know, some of us, as we get older, we go to do something, and we realize, my, I just can't do like I used to. And that's where they were. They didn't realize they did not have that strength anymore. They had these, it numbs their senses. If you walk in wickedness, it numbs your senses and your conscience. Then verse 11, it says, Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. You know, when doves, they sit up in the tree, and they coo to each other. They're cooing to their mates. They're calling their mates. A lot of times it's a mating call. And here, Ephraim is calling like a silly dove, but it doesn't realize it's calling to Egypt. It's calling to Assyria. You know, can you imagine years before that when Moses led out this tribe that if God would have told him, these very people are going to come back and they're going to date and they're going to flirt with Egypt, Moses would have said, I know, I can't believe this. There is no way these people, they are so ready to come out. But that's what was happening. They were flirting with Egypt. They were flirting with Assyria. They were flirting with the enemies is what they were doing. Though I have bound and strengthened their arm, yet they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. He's saying they're going to fall. They're going to go back to Egypt, back where they came from, and they're going to fall. They're going to die. They're going to fall by the sword. And, you know, as we see people walking into sin, it happens so often that they go back to where they come from. When they have been enlightened by the Lord Jesus Christ and they fall into sin, there's that tendency to just go right back where they come from. And Lord help us, even in our everyday life, that we wouldn't go back to sin, that we would lift up the cross of Christ, that we would worship the Lord, that we would call him Lord and King. You know, can you imagine being called King or Lord, but still the people don't want to talk to you? You know, imagine you being a king, and the people say, oh, you are their best king. They cherish you, they love you, but still They would hardly have time to talk to you. And, you know, many times that's how we are. We're not as far off from the children of Israel as we think we are. We call him Lord. We call him King. And still, we live lives like barely reflects Christ, barely reflects God. So, Lord, help us. The book of Hosea has just been a just an eye-opener for me again that, you know what, I want to call him Lord, and I want to treat him like he is Lord, not just call him Lord and then just walk away from him. And when people come to me and say, oh, yeah, I know the Lord, but really, I spend so little time with him, I don't want to be that way, and I trust you don't either. So God bless you as you consider those thoughts, and Lord willing, we'll look at some more scriptures in Hosea, and maybe I can even find out some places where, as we go through this, if there was places where children of Israel actually did repent. But this book of Hosea is a pretty bleak book when it comes to reality with God. So, Lord bless you.